So, as you know that the name of the surah Al-Haqqa, that is one of the name of the end of the world, the Qiyamah, the last hour, that is going to take place for sure. There is no doubt about that. And it is real. Al-Haqqa, that is something very real, very true, that has to take place one day. That is the meaning of Al-Haqqa. In the beginning of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a quick history of previous nations. Mighty, powerful nations, mighty people, very intellectuals, wealthy, physically very strong, like Samud and Ad, Fir'aun, and many other nations, they came to this world. But when they disobeyed the ahkam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, did not accept the message of the truth, they did not believe in their messengers, so what happened to them? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving the lessons and the messages to the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the direct addressee were the people of Makkah, those who were not accepting at that time the message. So these ayat and this surah also belong to the early period of Islam. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is describing about this end of the world. So in the last session when we studied the ayah, it was about nafkha, when the horn, the trumpet will be blown. Israfil alayhi salam, he will blow the horn, that is nafkha. فَإِذَا نُفِخَ فِي صُورِ نَفْخَةٌ وَاحِدَةٌ. So everything will be completely perished. وَحُمِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ وَالْجِبَالُ, this whole land and earth and all the mountains, they will be just crushed, and all the mountains, they will be like a powder. فَدُكَّتَ دَكَّةً وَاحِدَةٌ فَيَوْمَئِذٍ وَقَعَتِ الْوَاقِعَةُ. Then today, وَنْشَقَّتِ السَّمَاءُ فَهِيَ يَوْمَ أَيْذٍ وَعَيَ. So not only the land or the mountains, but it will also break down all the system that we see in the space. So sama, the literal meaning of sama is sky, but it is not that we call sky, but everything that is in the entire universe, including this cosmic universe also, and we call it stars and celestial bodies, sun and the moon and the star, everything. So includes in this sama, it will be split asunder. So in shaqqat, it means breaking down, splitting asunder. Fahiya yawmaidin. So it here is a pronoun, it is going back to sama. By the way, the word sama is one of those Arabic words, they do not have any feminine marker. There is no ta marbuta. They are not the parts of the body that they are in pair. This is not the name of a female, but they are called sima'i, mu'annas sima'i. Arab people, they use the word sama as mu'annas, as feminine. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning hiya, that is a feminine pronoun for the sama. So that sama, yawma idhin. Yawma idhin means on that day. As you know, yawm, day, yawma idhin, that day. Yani on the day of qiyamah. Wahiya. Wahiya means very weak. Today we see that all these stars and all those celestial bodies, very strong, very solid. But on that day, they will be like just very weak. So, wahiya means weak. In other ayat of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained this wahiya also, that all those things in the space, they will become like a pieces of wool. And they will be just flying. Fluffy things, you know. So that is the meaning of wahiya. وَالْمَلَكُ عَلَىٰ أَرْجَائِهَا. And the angels, malak is angels, they will be also in complete awe and fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they will be sitting on the edges, on the corners. Arja means corners. Ala arjaiha, they will be sitting on the corners of the heavens. وَيَحْمِلُ عَرْشَ رَبِّكَ فَوْقَهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ ثَمَانِيَةً. This part of the ayah is among the ayat, they are called mutashabihat. Mutashabihat. We should accept the meaning of this ayah as it is, and the real fact about that only is known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he says that the throne of your Lord, Arsh, Arsh is throne, Rabbika, your Lord, will be carried by eight angels, eight ranks of the angels. There are several explanations. 8,000, what is really meant by over here, and how those angels, they are holding the throne, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is infinite in space and is in time. Okay, so we do not know and we cannot understand while we are living in this world. This something belongs to the other world.
Mansab, this Samaniya is eight.
Yes.
Right? It's right next to Yoma is in. Could it be referring to the eighth day? So the thinking is, you know, if you, in another ayat, Allah Ta'ala has said that He created the heavens and earth in 6 days.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also know that Allah has said that a day in the eyes of your Lord is as if 1,000 years in your reckoning.
Mm.
So if we look at that, that 6 days to create the heavens and earth, seventh day is essentially the whole period before the day of judgment, and the eighth day is that day of Qayama.
Hmm.
Could that be taken in that way?
No, tafsir we find from the our beloved Prophet Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Neither this tafsir is in the ahadith, nor it has been done by any other mufassir. Most of them, they said that it could be either is referring to the malaika, those who are holding the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or it could be the eight attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those 6 days, the number of the days, they belong to the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is a different, you know, context for the 6 days. But over here, no one has done the tafsir with the day.
Okay. So the fact that it's right next to Yawm,
it has nothing to do with that.
Okay.
So now go to the literal meaning of the word. Yahmilu means will be carrying. Yes, will bear or carry. Arsh, throne, Rabbika, your Lord, fawqahum,
above them.
Yawmaidin, on that day, thamaniya, eight. So as I said, there could be many explanations of this eight. Either eight, just the number, eight angels, or some mufassirin has said 8,000 angels. Some of them said eight ranks of the angels, or eight attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is the bottom line? What is the point? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing that everything will be perished except His Almighty. Yes. So this is the majesty, the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is shown by here in this expiration. يَوْمَ إِذٍ تُعْرَدُونَ. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is bringing our attention, and this is the real message. For the human beings to ponder upon that, He said that on that day you all will be brought. تُعْرَدُونَ, you all will be presented on the day of judgment. لَا تَخْفَى مِنْكُمْ خَافِيَةً. So on that day, no secret, no hidden will be a secret. No hidden thing will be hidden from you and from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Takhfa means hidden. Something is, so takhfa is the verb. Nothing will be hidden. Khafiya is the noun. Khafiya, an object, something that is hidden. So no secret will be secret. No hidden will be hidden.
Minkum, from?
From you. فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِ. So as for those, أَمَّا means as for those who will be given their record of the deeds in their right hand. So man means who, utiya will be given. Kitabahu, his kitab, his record, bi aminihi, in his right hand. So as we know, alhamdulillah, those are blessed people. They are the one, those who will be under the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make all of us, inshallah, among those.
When the book of deeds will be given to kuffar also?
Yes.
It's only for the Muslims, some right, some left.
No. All the good people, they will be given in the right hand. Those who will be given the left hand, they are not good people.
No, but the right and left both belong to Islam, or the non-Muslims will also be given the book of deeds.
Yes, they also will be given the book of deeds, and they will be given either in their left hand or from the back. It will be given to them from the back.
But everybody will be
given. Everybody, yes. Everybody will be given.
So, Yameen is right hand?
Yameen is right hand, yes. Yameen.
That left hand then?
Left hand is coming in the next ayah. Bishimalihi. Shimal. Okay. So, Biyameen is right hand. Fayaqulu. So, that person will be so much happy. He will be very much happy, and he will, will call other people. And he will kind like shouting. And he will say. So, little meaning of Yaqulu, he will say, Ha'um, come here, come all of you. Ha'um is the explanation. Come all of you. Here it is. Iqra'u.
So, the Muslims will also receive some of them in the left hand, correct?
Ha, yani sinners.
So, then what is the difference between the two? Kafir and Muslim receiving both
of these. It is, everyone has his own punishment. Okay. The punishment for those Muslims who are sinners or who will be given the left hand, it will be that they will complete their punishment whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala he wills to punish. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives also so many, but still there will be some people, those who are Muslim, had the iman, but also they have a big, huge amount of sins. So, they will also see the consequences, they will be punished, but after that they will be taken out. When their punishment will be completed, they will be taken out of the hellfire and they will be sent to the Jannah. So, this is a big difference.
Question, just to clarify my concept of this.
Yes.
I carry in